It's been close to a year since we've seen UFC middleweight contender Travis Lutter in the octagon, and while we've heard some rumors of his return following a neck injury, we decided there's only one way but to find out from the man himself when he'll be returning to the octagon. So, Travis, thank you very much for joining us today on JerryPark.com, and let's get right to it. We've heard that there's been some rumors of a bout between you and Rich Franklin. First, we heard that it might go down in Columbus. Now we're hearing Montreal. Obviously, there are issues with Franklin with an injury and now the untimely passing of his father. Will this fight happen in the near future?
I hope so. I'm just waiting. I know probably about as much as you guys. You know, I read on the internet or was told that his dad passed away, and that's, you know, that's a bad deal. And, you know, I feel very bad for him and stuff like that. And I hope we're able to fight. You know, I hope, hopefully the UFC can make it happen. But, you know, as of right now, I think everything's, you know, hazy.
So as things stand right now, you don't know. For sure you're not going to be fighting in Columbus, right?
In Ohio, no. Definitely not.
Okay. And then the Montreal card, is that still kind of up in the air for tentatively in April 19th?
You know, I don't know. You know, like I said, I've heard rumors too. And, you know, I hear all kinds of stuff. And I don't know what's true and what's not, you know. And, you know, I'll just have to wait and see, you know. So, like I said, I know probably about as much as you guys, you know. So, I can hope, you know, that'd be a good day. You know, I'd like to fight Rich. You know, I mean, he's former UFC middleweight champion, you know. Heck, he's only lost to two different guys. And both those guys, you know, you got Anderson Silva one and Machida the other. You know, Rich is a tough guy, and I'd like to, you know, that's why I'm in the business of fighting, is to see if I'm as good as I think I am.
When you have a situation like this where, you know, you hear rumors on the internet, a guy kind of gets injured, and then he has these personal problems, and there's all these type of different reports about when a fight involving yourself is going to take place, do you ever just think, you know, maybe I'll call someone up at the UFC, find out, or do you kind of wait and hear from them?
You know, I've got phone calls in. I'm just not hearing anything back yet, you know. You know, it's just, you know, like I said, you know, there's rumors, but I don't have any paperwork in front of me. So until I get the paperwork, you know, I just don't know, you know.
When were you originally offered the fight with Franklin, before his injuries and everything else? How long ago had that been brought up to you?
Man, 2 months or something like that. You know, it's been a while, you know, because you know, it was before Thanksgiving that I was offered the fight with Rich, you know, and then I don't remember the exact time that I signed the paperwork, and then, you know, he signed the paperwork like 3 weeks later.
Okay. So something has actually, a contract has actually been signed. It's now just a matter of when and where you guys are going to fight.
Yeah, hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that, but, you know, I think the UFC announced that, you know, we were supposed to fight, you know, so hopefully I don't get in trouble for saying that. Yeah, we were supposed to fight.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Anything you say on our show, you never get in trouble for. We're friends of fighters, so we're not looking to get you in any heat with the UFC brass. Is there a chance that if Franklin is unable to fight now that with the passing of his father, that you might in fact fight on the Columbus card against someone else?
And I don't know. I really want to fight with, you know, Franklin. And from the way I understand it, there's a lot of people at the UFC that want to see that fight. And, you know, so I think it's me and Franklin, you know. You know, so if he doesn't fight then, you know, I'm prepared to wait. You know, it's like unless they want to, you know, I really want Franklin. You know, I don't think, you know, there's anybody out there that the UFC has that can do as much for me is, you know, a win over Rich, you know, except for Anderson, you know, and that's the other guy I really want to fight is Anderson. So
the last time UFC fans saw you competing in the octagon was against Anderson Silva almost a year ago, last February, Super Bowl weekend card. And then you had the injury to your neck. How are you feeling now? Are you close to 100%, if not 100%?
You know, I'm as good as I've been since I hurt my neck, you know, which is a good thing. You know, as far as percentages, you know, I'm close to 100% right now. You know, I feel that it's fragile, but it feels good at this moment, you know, and I'm not too worried about it. I just got to train smart, you know, and, you know, stay away from heavyweights. Once training camp starts, as far as wrestling with them, you know.
A neck injury in MMA is a very dicey one. A quick move here, a quick move there can really alter the rest of your career. Have you been able to speak to any other fighters out there that suffered the same kind of injury that you did and what they've tried to avoid, how they've tried to deal with something so fragile as the neck?
No, I mean, the only thing I've done is talk to doctors. You know, it's like I went to an orthopedic, I think it's orthopedic, you know, whatever, neck specialist here in Dallas that treats a lot of the Dallas Cowboy football players. And he worked on me and got, you know, I had a shot right into the joint, you know, a cortisone shot. And that seemed to help a lot. And, you know, and then I'm just doing a lot of rehab stuff. And, and like I said, you know, as long as I train with guys, wrestle with guys my size, you know, I'm fine. It's when I get in there and, you know, let my ego get a little out of control and start going against guys that are 50 pounds heavier than me and, you know, want to try to take them down that I get in trouble, you know, where I'm a lot more likely to hurt my neck. You know, I can do jiu-jitsu with these guys all day long. I can spar with them, but it's just, you know, when I get in there and I wrestle and I start pushing, using my head a lot, that I risk injuring it, you know. So
prior to injuring your neck several months ago, did you have any fights lined up that you had to back out of, or were you kind of in this?
I was supposed to fight what is his name, Ryan Jensen, in the UFC in August, you know, and I was like 3 weeks away from that when I hurt my neck, and I had to pull out of that bout. So, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to fight Ryan. And, you know, I think Dallas went in there and fought for me, fought Ryan, you know, instead. So.
That would have been your first bout, since the Anderson loss. And obviously, you know, lots been said about that bout, with you failing to make weight on the big stage, getting the middleweight championship match after winning the Ultimate Fighter. How difficult was that? I mean, it's always difficult to you know, have to cancel a fight because of an injury, but when you're coming off a situation where you had to fall, where you let down several people, especially in the UFC, then the injury happens. I mean, was that just like an even bigger pill to swallow?
Yeah, I mean, it sucked. You know, it was just literally a situation where, you know, I was losing a feeling in some fingers, and you know, and had a lot of strength loss in one of my arms, so. You know, it was a situation where I had no choice but to pull out. And, you know, what was really cool was the UFC was really, really cool about it. You know, they didn't give me a hard time. They just, you know, told me to get healthy and, you know, and then we'll have you fight again, you know, whenever you're ready. You know, just call us. And they've, you know, and as soon as I was ready, we called them. And, you know, and then they called back a couple weeks later with the idea of fighting Rich. You know, so. You know, the UFC has been great to me, even though I missed weight and everything like that, you know, it's like, I really can't complain, you know, because it's like, you know, you miss weight, you get beat, and then, you know, but yet they're still, you know, still going to let me fight, you know, some other organizations or maybe even the UFC of the past would have, you know, not let me come back. So I feel, you know, I'm very happy about the way I've been treated about it, put it that way.
At this point, like you said, the UFC has treated you well, you know, in spite of all this, all the stuff that went down before the Anderson Silva fight. Do you feel that you've completely moved on from that point, you know, the not making the weight, or will you have to get in the octagon, secure a victory, and kind of, you know, cement the fact that, okay, that was a mishap and you are, in fact, the real deal, and that will never happen again?
Yeah, I think that the later of those two scenarios is definitely what's going to have to happen. I'm going to have to go in there, make weight, you know, and have a really strong showing, you know, to you know, because it's like I fully expect, you know, no matter where I'm fighting, I could fight in Dallas and I think I'm going to get booed the next time I get in the octagon. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, there's a lot of people upset that I missed weight, And it's like they weren't as upset with me that I lost as, you know, missing weight, and they felt disrespected and blah blah blah. You know, so you know, with that being said, you know, I've made weight, you know, how many times in my career, and you know, I miscalculated a little bit, and I don't think it's a, you know, I'm not saying it's ever easy to make, for me to make 185 pounds, but I think I know how to do it now, so we'll see.
Was that the first time that you failed to make weight in your career?
Yeah, and keep in mind, I've wrestled since I was in sixth grade,
right?
And you know, I wrestled over 200 matches in high school wrestling, and you know, and then I wrestled a little bit in college, and I've never missed weight before in my life, and you know, much less all the jiu-jitsu tournaments and all the, you know, fights and stuff. Now, you know, but we'll, you know, I'll definitely make weight next time. There won't be a problem.
If you don't mind going back to this point, and I hate to harp on it, but it's just this is the first time we've been able to speak to you since, you know, that UFC a year ago. What were the events leading up to failing to make a weight? I mean, when do you realize that, you know, shoot, the weigh-ins are in X amount of minutes and I'm not going to make weight? And then afterwards, what did you try and do as a last gasp effort to try to, in fact, make weight?
You know, it was crazy. You know, it's like, to go back even a little bit further, you know, I tried to come into the bout, you know, as heavy as possible. And I cut from 205 pounds pretty easily. Yeah, I felt like it was pretty easy. You know, it's never easy, but, you know, I did it against Patrick, and I was like, you know, I can probably come in a little bit heavier. And, you know, so I tried to do that. And at 12 o'clock, the day of weigh-ins, I knew I wasn't going to make weight. I quit sweating, you know, I go in the sauna, you know, for 45 minutes and come out weighing the same. And so at about 12 o'clock, I was like, you know, I'm telling my camp I'm not making weight. And then we managed to pull off another pound or pound and a half or something like that before weigh-ins. And then, you know, it was just, you know, trying to force the guy's health, you know, because my camp was, you know, they're literally there. They're talking to you and telling you you can do this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it would suck. You know, you'd go in there, stand as long as you physically could, and then come out and weigh the same. You know, it's really, really demoralizing, you know, put in that much pain, you know, pain and time into something, and then come out the exact same or, you know, not even close to what you should have lost. And, you know, so, you know, we even shaved. They decided that they were going to shave my head and everything and to try to make weight. And I wasn't real happy with them, but at least they didn't have me in the sauna, so I wasn't arguing too much. And, you know, you get to that point where you're, you know, that dehydrated down. You know, you're going from 208, 209 pounds. You know, you're 188 pounds. You're not really, you know, you're not happy. You're not feeling good. And, you know, you just want people to leave you alone at that point in time. And you're just not even making it, you know, it's hard to stand. So, you know, it's, unfortunately, I missed weight. You know, I'm just not making the monster cuts no more. I'll fight from about, you know, I'm going to cut weight from about 195 pounds just because I simply just don't want to spend that much time in the sauna ever again.
Do you remember that moment when you had to tell Dana White that or that you weren't going to make weight, or did you not tell him and just, you know, wait for the actual weigh-ins?
No, I told him before the weigh-ins that I wasn't going to make weight. And he goes, you know what this means? And I go, yeah. And, you know, and then he starts talking to my camp, you know, and they're like, he's like, why isn't he running? And they're like, he can't, you know, he's, you know, he had a hard time walking over here, much less, you know, trying to go run and sweat and stuff like that. And then Dana didn't say anything after that to me, you know, about it, so.
I'm assuming you've spoken to him since then, right? That all the water is under the bridge now.
And he's, you know, Dana's been very, very cool to me. You know, people, you know, Dana's been nothing but nice to me since then. And, you know, he's got a definite reason to be upset with me. But, you know, I saw Dana several times since then, and he's been nothing but good. He helped get me some of the money from Zions, you know, and so he's been, you know, nothing but good to me.
What do you mean he has a different reason to be upset with you?
No, just that. You know, he's got a definitely has a reason.
Oh, gotcha.
To be upset.
Sorry, I thought there was something that we didn't know about.
No. You know, definitely has a reason to be upset with me because I missed weight.
Right. The interesting thing about that UFC 67 bout against Anderson Silva is that that was his first title defense since defeating Rich Franklin. And then since then, he's defeated Nate Marquardt and Franklin again. And, you know, despite everything that went on the day before that bout with, you know, with you failing to make weight and really taking a pounding on your body, you gave him his toughest challenge. I mean, it was a great showing on your part when a lot of people by then were kind of dismissing you just because of everything you've had to do leading up to the bout.
Right.
How, I mean, if you could get that rematch with Anderson and, you know, obviously make weight and be focused going into the bout, how confident are you that you could be the one to knock off who many people are saying is the most dominant fighter in MMA today, pound for pound?
You know, I really, really believe that Anderson Silva will never beat me again, you know. And I just don't, you know, I mean, I guess if you do the math, you know, it's like, you know, he's got the chance for, you know, a quick knockdown, but he's not going to win the decision over me, and he's definitely not going to submit me again. So the only way he's going to be able to beat me is to get a flash knockdown, and he didn't hit me last time, you know. He didn't, you know, I don't think he hit me once on our feet, you know, and that says, you know, he came close on a knee, but that was it, you know. So it's like, I really believe that, you know, if I can make it in about, you know, close to 100%, I can beat Anderson. And, you know, I mean, you put Matt Lindland in there. And I mean, this is no disrespect to Anderson Silva. He's a great champion. And I'm not talking shit or anything like that. You know, I think he's, you know, as far as I think he's the best stand-up fighter in MMA. You know, I think the way he puts things together and his creativity, his power, his chin, you know, is amazing. But, you know, I can take him down, and, you know, I can beat him. So, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Has the UFC ever said to you that if you string together a couple of victories that you would get a rematch with Anderson?
No. I mean, you know, I speculate. You know, it's like I would hope that, you know, if I can string together, you know, a couple of victories, you know, they're going to let me fight Anderson. You know, I think it makes sense, you know, since I'm the only guy that's going to give him a tough fight. You know, Dan, I think, has a chance against him, but just because of the style, I think Anderson's actually better on the ground once the fight hits the ground than Dan, and Dan tends to get drawn into kickboxing fights. You know, I could see Dan losing a decision, you know. So, you know, I would guess Dan's going to probably lose a fight. I think it'll be a good fight, though. With that being said, I think it's going to be a real good fight. But I think it makes sense for me to fight Anderson again. But we'll see. You know, I got to go win the next fight and worry about that before I need to worry about fighting Anderson until they decide they want me to, you know.
Finally, Travis, you talk about your next fight. It appears it's going to be against Rich Franklin, as we said. Who knows when in fact it's going to go down. Was there anything that you learned, because I'm sure you saw his two losses to Anderson, that you'd like to apply and see some sort of weaknesses in Rich Franklin's game? Because before running into the juggernaut that is Anderson Silva, he was as unstoppable as anyone in the octagon. But now we've seen some chinks in his armor. What have you learned from those two losses where you're now trying to apply when you guys will in fact meet one-on-one?
You know, I think I'm going to take more from the Okami fight than from the Anderson fight, because I'm such a different fighter than Anderson. You know, I cannot do what Anderson can do. You know, Anderson's a great stand-up fighter. I'm a great ground fighter. And, you know, I'm going to, if Okami would have pressed the action sooner in the fight, I think he could have won a decision over Rich, you know, but for whatever reason, he didn't take him down in the first two rounds. And then once he did, third round, you know, he dominated that round. And, you know, Rich was probably lucky to get the decision. So, you know, I'm going to probably take more out of that, you know, and come right at Rich, you know. But, you know, I always do that. You know, you're not going to see me give away a round. You know, I'm going to try to take Rich down right away, you know. So it'll just be a war of attrition. You know, trying to get him down, him trying to stay on his feet. You know, because I think once I get to the ground, you know, the fight's mine.
All right, Travis, definitely one to look out for in the coming months, hopefully. Best of luck to you, whether it's, you know, in Montreal or maybe a couple of months down when everything's set in Rich's life. Thanks so much for joining us at the park, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.